Tia Wood will be on the Coke stage at the Calgary Stampede July 14th, but she joins me today. Thank you so much for this.
Hey, thank you for having me.
How does it feel to be opening the Coke stage at the Stampede?
Honestly, I was pretty surprised when we got the offer. I thought it was going to be like on a little stage tucked somewhere, but then when the poster came out was when I realized that it was the actual like big stage. So it's kind of nerve-wracking, but it's also very exciting.
Your debut single, Dirt Roads, came out June 21st. Tell us the inspiration behind this song and what it means to you.
So I wrote Dirt Roads when I was about to leave to LA from the reserve. I grew up on the reserve my entire life. And, you know, what came with that was a lot of beautiful opportunities and people and blessings and friendships. But there was also a lot of feelings of loneliness and displacement as well, because there was also always a lack of representation in music and also just in media in general. So it was really easy to feel out of place and like a fish out of water over there. I also felt that loneliness because I missed my family. I missed having access to ceremonies and culture and powwows. But also that longing for home also became that strength to keep going out there and to keep pursuing my dream. And so this is kind of what that song is about.
The music video for it was shot in Saddle Lake. So you can tell that you love being home. What was the experience like filming in your home community?
Oh my God, it was so much fun. I was kind of nervous though, because we put out like a poster to have some races, some Indian relay races. And I was like, oh my God, no one's going to come. I was just nervous. But I'm so thankful because my people really showed up and my family all came, all my brothers and sisters and both of my parents came. And it was honestly really emotional in the best way. And it was really, really fun.
You can tell that you're really tied to your cultural heritage. How do you incorporate it into your music?
I grew up around a lot of traditional music. My mom was in an all-girls drum group when I was growing up, even before I was born, and my dad helped start one of a Juno award-winning, Grammy-nominated drum group called Northern Cree, and my sister is also a Juno award winner, Fawn Wood. My uncle's Randy Wood, and I came from a whole family of singers, so you can kind of hear those notes in there, you know?
And you're going to be performing live, so everyone will get to hear those notes on the Coke stage in Calgary at the Calgary Stampede. You've been performing live for a little while now. Do you have any favorite moments that stick out in your mind?
Ooh. Honestly, I would say last year on my birthday, when I was spending my birthday in Kamloops, and one of the like legends in Native music is this gentleman named Keith Sekola, and he asked me to come on stage with him that day. I don't even think he knew it was my birthday, but I got to sing a few songs with him on stage, which is really cool, and me and him became really, really good friends.
What an awesome birthday present.
I know.
Nobody's ever going to top that. Okay, well, after Dirt Roads, what can we expect? Are you working on some upcoming projects or collaborations that you can share with us?
What I can say is that there is more music coming throughout the summer, and yeah.
I like it. Keep them wanting more. Nice tease.
Yeah.
Tia, thank you so much for spending this time with us, and we cannot wait to see you take that Coke stage, the Calgary Stampede, July 14th. Thank you.
Thank you so much.